Segment number four of Talking Trees with ISA certified arborist John Eisenhower and Steve Price. Judy wants to know about an Arizona ash tree calling from Wickenburg. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I love your program. I have two Arizona ash. They're 12 years old, probably 20 feet tall, and I use a soaker, 100-foot soaker on them every 10 days, and I leave it on for about 6 hours. Is that long enough?
You know, what are the trees telling you?
You know, well, they look gorgeous.
Well, don't fix what's not broke. If they're not showing some late afternoon wilting, you're probably doing a great job. 6 hours is a pretty good length of time. I usually tell people to water for about 10 or 12 hours and do it once a month, maybe once every 6 weeks. So if you're on a every 10 days cycle with those trees and maybe 12 years old, maybe six hours is sufficient to get to the bottom of the root ball, because those are probably only going to be rooted at about a 24-inch depth of soil. So maybe 6 hours would be enough. You know, using a soil probe would, you know, be able to tell you how deep you're getting. After your 6 hours of irrigation, you might want to get a soil probe and push it down in the soil. And when you feel resistance, you'll know that's solid, non-saturated soil below that. So you can push your soil probe down. And if you're down to 24 inches of depth, that's probably, you know, pretty good for that mature tree. But I like to tell people go for 10 or 12 hours, because that'll give you usually about a 3 foot depth of saturation. And I tell them just to put their soaker hose on at night, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and just turn it off in the morning when you get up. Just set your alarm to be sure you remember to shut it off. And then you'll be, regardless of the size of your tree, if it's a mature eucalyptus or a pine tree. I just gave this recommendation to a pine tree customer yesterday who has a very mature pine tree in a kind of a dry corner of the backyard, and it's looking water stressed. And I just told him, yeah, you know, run it 10 or 12 hours and do that once every month or so, maybe every 6 weeks. Should be plenty. And the one caveat I gave was don't do it right before a monsoon storm is coming.
I was going to pipe in.
Be sure that you look at the weather report. Make sure that there's not a storm cycle coming, because you don't want to have that entire root plate loose in the soil right when you have a big storm. That being said, the tree has to have water. So, you know, be sure that you give it what it needs. And
the desert can trick you. You know, even if you look at the forecast and you look at the clouds and you watch it, I mean, you could see a massive wall of rain and a thundercloud go, you know, right by you, and your house never get a drop on it either.
Don't let fear of a storm or even a anticipated monsoon cycle keep you from giving the tree the water it needs. But then again, the monsoon might be bringing a significant amount of rain too. So you might just want to wait until that storm blows by and see what kind of rain you get before you put out that soaker hose.
That's what we're all praying for, a lot of rain this monsoon.
Yeah.
And that went segue perfectly into your last talking point on irrigation. And you already mentioned soaker hoses, your soil probe. That has been a very helpful tool adding to our house, was a good 3 foot fiberglass soil probe. That's changed how I've watered.
Yeah, it sure gives you an idea of how deep you're watering, and can really save you a lot of water in the long run. And the main thing is just to be careful you don't water too frequently and at too shallow a depth. You're doing very little good for your larger mature trees when you do that. And make sure you're, as you were mentioning earlier, water out near the drip line of the tree. You don't be watering right up next to the trunk on your mature trees. There's very few absorbing roots in that area of soil. But get that water out as far as you can. That's why the soaker hose is so helpful, because you make loops. You know, you just kind of run it underneath a 20 by 20 foot square, like I recommended for that pine tree customer yesterday. And then you just loop your hose in that big square area, or in concentric circles around the tree. But you want to be out to a 10 foot radius around these larger trees, and maybe a smaller radius, 6 or 8 foot radius around your medium sized trees. Like those ash trees that she mentioned, they're 12 years old. You know, that's probably going to be about a 10-inch diameter trunk. You know, an 8 or 10 foot radius would be perfect for those. And anyway, just I usually tell people put a 3 or 4 foot distance between your loops of your hoses as you're laying them out, because the saturation pattern is going to be about 18 inches from the hose in each direction. So if you have your loops at 36 inches, then those saturation patterns will coalesce. The main thing is you want the water to get distributed evenly over the entire root zone. That's why it's so hard to put a regular hose out and let it run, because you're having to go out there and constantly move it. But those are just you're only watering those certain areas that are right underneath the hose. And again, if you've got tree wells and that's beautiful, then you can just put your hose out. But sometimes tree wells are only they're too small.
And real quick, tell me about this virtual plant festival.
Yeah, if you got your pen and paper, you might want to jot down this this website. It's really pretty cool. It's azplantfest.org. Azplantfest, F-E-S-T.org. It's a this collaboration of organizations that have put together this in light of the fact that we can't have some of our annual horticultural conferences. This is a virtual conference that you can go attend online at no cost and check out how to grow, plant, cultivate, and celebrate trees and plants and how to acquire good seed sources. And azplantfest.org.
It's on Facebook as well.
Oh, good. It's posted on the Rosie on the House Facebook page. So
John Eisenhower, Stephen Price, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us.